Imagine trying to code like a complex Python script on a cracked smartphone screen.
Oh man,
Right.
indeed.
Or formatting a 50-page university thesis using just your thumbs.
That sounds like an absolute
Like
nightmare.
it does. But for thousands of students, that's not some hypothetical thought experiment. It's just Tuesday.
Right.
So today, we're looking at a campaign that's actively trying to shatter that exact physical bottleneck across Sri Lanka.
Yeah, we're pulling from a recent photo essay and article by laptop.leak. They're an IT retailer operating out of Colombo since, I think, 1998.
Wow, so they've been around a while.
Yeah, quite a while. And they've teamed up with Lenovo for this initiative. It's called 25 Districts, 50 Students, 50 Laptops. And it's all under this banner of empowering future leaders.
Okay, let's unpack this because, distributing high-end hardware to 50 students across all 25 districts of the country, I mean, that isn't just a standard retail promotion.
No, not at all.
It's a massive logistical challenge, and it has a very specific educational footprint.
Yeah, think about the geography involved here. You aren't just handing out boxes in a commercial hub like Colombo.
Right.
You're moving physical technology into the north, the east, the deep south.
Different infrastructure entirely.
Exactly. You're navigating different microclimates and vastly different levels of existing tech access to actually reach these students.
It reminds me of agriculture, actually.
Oh, how so?
Well, if you want to see what a crop can really do, you don't just plant it in a single, perfectly controlled greenhouse.
Right, you want to test it out?
Yeah, you plant those high-quality seeds in every single climate zone of the country. A student in a rural district has a completely different day-to-day reality than a student in the capital.
Oh, 100%.
So by giving them the exact same top-tier tools, you're basically removing geography as a limiting factor.
And executing that, I mean, that requires a level of coordination that goes way beyond just simply loading a delivery truck.
Yeah, for sure.
Moving that much hardware across the island and bringing it all together, it requires serious strategic orchestration between local infrastructure and global manufacturing.
Which is clearly visible in the imagery from the ceremony.
Yeah.
You see the local and global leadership driving this right at the podium.
Yeah.
We've got Mr. ABM Ashraf, Mr. Fahmy Ismail, and Mr. Minhaj Farooq.
Well, what's fascinating here is the visual evidence of that
Oh,
partnership.
yeah.
Yeah, because you have the boots on the ground reliability of a local institution, one that's been around for decades, shaking hands with the manufacturing scale of Lenovo,
Right.
and they are directly handing over these devices to students standing, like right there in their school uniforms.
I have to push back on this premise just a little bit, though,
Okay, sure.
because we live in an era that is so obsessed with cloud computing
Right?
and artificial intelligence, getting everything online.
Right.
Why are we celebrating handing out physical hardware?
Right.
Doesn't the real magic happen in the software now?
Well, it does, but hardware is still the physical toll booth to the digital economy.
The toll booth. I like that.
Yeah, because the cloud is functionally useless if your only access point is, say, a shared family device that you maybe get to use for an hour a night.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You simply cannot run 3D modeling software or compile complex code or develop professional skills without dedicated processing power.
But surely expanding internet connectivity is the bigger priority. I mean, a laptop without a reliable internet connection is basically just a very expensive calculator.
Well, internet is crucial, yeah, but a reliable machine is the foundational key. This kind of touches on the broader concept of the digital divide.
Okay.
When a student in a remote area gets a laptop, the biggest risk isn't just a dropped Wi-Fi signal,
Right.
it's the device itself breaking down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, of course.
Right. When cheap, unreliable hardware fails, families often can't afford the repairs, and then the student falls right back into a cycle of digital poverty.
So the warranty actually matters just as much as the processor or the RAM.
Precisely. That is a huge part of it. Providing a genuine, warranty-backed machine gives these students a long-term runway.
Yeah, peace of mind.
Exactly. If something goes wrong, there's a reliable mechanism to fix it locally. They don't have to constantly worry about their primary educational tool becoming a useless brick.
So they can actually focus on long-term skill building.
Exactly.
Looking at the photos of these everyday students receiving those Lenovo boxes from the leaders on stage, it shifts from a logistical achievement to something much more personal.
Yeah, it really does.
It's a literal handoff of future potential.
It bridges that gap, between a global brand's capability and a local student's ambition.
It really does. So for everyone listening, especially parents, students, and everyday shoppers looking to understand what genuine tech support looks like in practice, I highly recommend checking this out.
Definitely.
Head over to laptop.llk to read the full article, see the event photos, and learn more about this Future Leaders initiative.
Yeah, it really contextualizes what established local businesses are doing beyond just the showroom floor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I want to leave you all with a final thought to mull over today.
Okay.
We talked about planting those 50 seeds across every single district in Sri Lanka. Well, if just one laptop can completely alter a single student's trajectory, what completely unexpected homegrown innovations might emerge from these 25 different districts 10 years from now because of this exact hardware.